वासुदेवाय।
प्रोफेशन ऑफ भागवतम 10th कैंटो 16th चैप्टर आफ्टर नागवत ने फिनिशिंग देयर प्रेयर्स कालिय कृष्णा रिलीज कालिय बिकॉज कालिय वाज सफरिंग बिफोर डायरेक्टली वी कैन से दिस पनिशमेंट वाज ही वाज सफरिंग डायरेक्टली बाय कृष्णा बट रेड वर्ल्ड इज दिस प्लेस ऑफ सफरिंग ही बाय आवर कर्म और बाय आवर टाइम directly or indirectly, those are suffering directly, but we cannot say this is suffering. If some problems is coming, some punishment is coming, some rectification is coming, by the will of Krishna, by Krishna's arrangement, by Guru's arrangement, that is not real punishment, looks like punishment. That gives the real knowledge, ornament. You can say ointment. You can see this material world. You can see this spiritual life. You can see Krishna's mercy. You can realize Krishna's mercy. All these punishments from sadhu, guru, and from Krishna. This punishment is blessing. Everyone wants to stay happily in this world, but we are not like that. We are coming to Krishna consciousness to give pleasure to Krishna. Because we are conditioned, we are always in conditional states. To realize this thing, my achievement is to give pleasure to Krishna. It's very difficult to realize for a conditioned soul. But Krishna, when Krishna or Guru directly inflicts some discipline, then we are realizing. Now Kali is realizing. And yesterday, we are hearing how he was admitting. He's not admitting, he's just, he's admitting and indirectly expressing such a, you can say, nice, Siddhanta's philosophies through his prayer. Special this teaching is for us to subdue and to subdue your nature. It's very difficult. Everyone's nature is very prominent. According to past karma, past desires, we have nature, particular nature. You see different varieties of entities, they have different natures. In human, you can see, father have one nature, son have one nature. Brothers, five brothers, you can see, five natures. Just imagine how many human beings are there. And to be scrutinizedly analyzed, you can find different, everyone has different nature, different taste, different desire, different mentality. This is Krishna's creation. No one can, you can say the most expert companies or you can designers, you can say anything. They have no power to create such varieties. You remark your brother's nature, your nature. Different? Even we are one god brother. We have god brothers like 100, 200 god brother, god sisters. You sit in one place. Different nature. Different opinion. Different taste. Different ideas. This is Krishna's variety. And Krishna want to play with this, you want to enjoy with all these varieties. Yes, everyone different idea, everyone is posing, I'm right, he's saying, I'm right. And Krishna is just enjoying, you see how the conditioned souls, they have different ideas, different, you can say knowledge, different mentalities. And they are suffering. This is nature, nature is very prominent. We have to subdue our nature, yes. Surpass our natures. They only have blessings. Yes. Small things. Looks like small things. You see, the Ibrahim, he knows etiquette. You don't think he knows etiquette. He knows etiquette. He's well conversant with, you can say, Vedic Shastras. He knows. But his nature was different. His nature is just like arrogant. And pride nature. Only this thing. For one thing, he was always, whole life was defeating. I'm going to say, yeah. He's defeated by others. Lastly, defeated by himself. He was lamenting. He knew how to deal with a guest. He knew many things. He was son of a chaste woman. Mother is very just. And then father is also best son. One is his nature, one nature, arrogant nature. Don't like anyone. Don't care, huh? He don't care anyone. This is the problem. Only one problem. Everyone, if you analyze, everyone have a different nature. And due to this nature, it's always defeating. It's not progressing. In spiritual life, yes. Even we are devotees, you can find we have different natures. And some natures are there which is like chronic. You know, this chronic disease or nature is chronic disease. We can't give up this nature. This is just like a small, you can say small insects, which just finishing our life. This nature, small insects, they're killing. You know, cancer germs, you cannot immediately even recognize them. Nature is like that, a cancer germ. When it becomes prominent, stages, you know, cancer, first stage, second stage, third stage, fourth stage, stages. When your nature becomes last stage, then you will realize, oh, why one is liking me, why this thing is liking me. That time nothing you can do. And you are matured, like in age you are matured, you cannot get association, bad name, mind would not support. Nature is like that, like a cancer job. In past stage just repair it. Not some tricked it. Yes. There would always guru's business, sadhu's business, shastra's business, want to check. Yes. Have to change our ideas or nature is always, okay, so it is very prominent. And by hearing, by praying, by serving, we have to subdue all these things. And he is saying these things. The serpent Kalya said, our very birth as a snake has made us envious, ignorant, and constantly angry. Yeah, another point is there also, like Bhagavati, this God Utvekya Bhagavati is just informing us. You see how the same person is now realizing. Unless you get mercy, you cannot realize your position, your natures. Only our mind saying, oh, you are great. You are great, you are like that, you are like that. But when you get mercy, then you can, your surup, your constitutional position, revealed. What is Shastra's mercy? What is Shastra's mercy? What is Guru's mercy? This is Guru's mercy. You can know yourself. There is a saying in Oriya, how much deep, within the water, how much deep we are, we know. But if you don't know, then you will drown. You will drown, just give up your money. We know. This is saying. How much deep within the water, you know. But due to false ego, due to our ignorance, due to our, you can say, like, many people are appreciating us, but we don't recognize our subtle jobs, natures. That is just harming our spiritual life. Great obstacle in our spiritual life. Who will help us? The Shastra, Guru. Shastra and Guru will help us. They will just give you support, like spiritual, you can say, the spiritual ingredients. They will supply spiritual ingredients. Spiritual ingredients. You understand spiritual ingredients? Not worshipful ingredients. Spiritual ingredients to mind. When you hear, when you read, then the realization will come. Like ingredients now. When we are planting some tree, we are giving different things. Cow dung, this one, salt, this one. Then we just nourish it. Mind want nourishment. Even you see, many devotees, if they will hear tattva, they will become morose. This is another problem. Same Shastra you speak, they will morose, they will disturb. They said, oh, this is craziness, I cannot. I will simply chant. What is that? They have weakness. They have, their nature is different, but they cannot digest. These ingredients, spiritual ingredients, Guru and Krishna will supply. If you simple, you want to rectify, you want to serve, and from all sides, this mind will come, you will convince yourself, oh, this is my nature. You don't feel frustrated at that time. Rather, you will develop hope. No, I will do like that. From today, I have to speak like that, I have to deal like that. Yeah, this is spiritual ingredient supply from Guru and Krishna. Instructions from Shastra, blessings from Guru. Unless you realize, you are an individual soul, you have independent, unless you realize, and unless you want to rectify, support soul will not help. He's within our heart, but he want our opinion. You want to rectify? Yes, I will help. I am your friend. If you don't want to rectify, just go in your own way, still I will help. Because we are human, we have independent. And with that independent, Krishna don't want to interfere, super soul don't want to interfere. That is always prominent. You can say individuality, we are always continuing our individuality, independentness. Only when you give up everything, sarvadharmān paritejya, and you are completely dependent will of Guru and Krishna, that time you are free now. No independent. Now you are a puppet, or you can say a doll in hand of Guru and Krishna. You are like a small boy now. Yes, central person, they are like a small child. Small child. Because they don't think about themselves. No. They give up everything. Complete surrender. Bas, finish. Otherwise, the nature, like we are discussing like with this example, like a small cancer, germs. Treat it from first stage. Just make treatment from beginning stage. Yes. And when Guru and Krishna saw our mercy, then you can realize your nature. Yes, mind is always cheating us. He's a cheater, always cheating us. Oh, you are great, everyone liking you, everyone appreciating you, you are preaching like that, you are serving like that. What is that? If I am good, if I am qualified, then why I came to this material world? We are not realizing this point. If everyone is appreciating, then why I came to material world? I have some part. That is hopefulness. Not hopeless guys, hopeful guys. Yes, they are constantly associating with sadhus and they are very honest. By Guru Krishna's blessings, Krishna exposed their nature. This is your nature, please, you rectify. Guru, Shastra, this hopeful guys. And we are coming to Krishna consciousness for that purpose. You understand? We are not coming here that everyone should appreciate me. And I will be like that. If you go to, we are a diseased person, or you are a diseased person, you are going to hospital and doctor, if doctor appreciates you, you are a healthy person. What is its value? You are a diseased person, you are approaching a doctor and doctor appreciating you. Not giving any medicine. Rather, he is giving some, you can say like some vitamin medicines. Okay, you need to become fat. You have disease. We are all diseased persons here. We are all diseased persons here. We came to this material world. And Sadhu Guru is there like doctor. Mahaprabhu is like doctor. We have nature. And we have to repent like Kaliya. Everyone of nature. And like yesterday we were discussing, Krishna is saying to Uddhav, one who conquer his nature, subdue his nature, he's a hero. And this is not in our hand. How can? We are trying. Praying mass, it is up to Krishna and mercy will come. But we have to develop our sincerity. And especially this is the best key point of our life. You understand? The best key point of our life, lament. When we are hearing, when we are reading, we have to lament. Chanting, Krishna, you know my nature. Unless you help, what I can do? You know my nature. You know best. You know better than me. What is my nature? What I want? Only you are my shelter. What is prayer? This is the prayer. Can't whole life we have to pray like that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is a servant of lost. Do you think he is a servant of lost? But what is he saying? He is saying us. He is just praying for us. Gopinatha Amita Kamera Das. I am a servant of lost. He is a Paramahansa. We don't know how to pray. They are just. For conditioned soul, They said, wrote down so many, write down so many songs. Actually, all these songs appeared. For us, have to pray to Lord, have to lament. Yes, before you know, I hear from one version of, I don't know whether this is fact or not. He said to me, before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had one principle. Unless you are well conversant with Vaishnava songs and Chaitanya Bhagavat, he don't like to give initiation. Forget about other Shastra, to Vaishnava songs and especially Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because Chaitanya Bhagavat is always Vaishnava opera, Vaishnava opera. Be free from Vaishnava offense. Be careful. And second is Vaishnava songs. Very important. We have problem. We are serving, we are doing everything, but according to our level, we have problems. But we have to pray and we have to admit that we are defeated by our nature. Admit. And you say, the serpent Kalya said, our very birth as a snake has made us envious, ignorant, and constantly angry. Oh my Lord, it is so difficult for the people to give up their conditioned nature. And by which they identify with that which is unreal. You by this nature. Nature is very prominent. Unless we pray, unless we cry, we can't change unless Krishna. And we are not in peace due to our nature. There is a saying our mother always used to say, hey, you change your nature, unless you change your nature, no one will like you. Because when we are small, when we are eating, always saying, I don't want to eat this one, I don't want to eat this one, I don't this plate, I like this plate, I don't like to sit here, I want to. And mother always saying, no, why are you so stubborn? Unless you change your nature, in future you will be in problem. And sometimes beating with sticks, with hand. Why, you know, you have to change your nature from beginning. Like we are discussing, beginning stage, just treat your cancers. Slapping us, yes. You have to change your nature. Sometimes knowingly mother not giving food. We get very stubborn. He said, okay, today I will not give you food. You just go anywhere. Later she will call, she will give you. But this time, because our nature is, from beginning, we are trained up like that. Our teachers, you know, once they will call, not twice. Once. Hey, come here. Once you have to come. If once you will not come, second time, they will call you immediately with stick. I call you once, you have to come once. Just I call once means you have to come. Why I will call you twice? Why? Why they are so strict for that thing? You just rectify your nature. And we are conditioned, so what we can do? Only we can pray. And our hope is Mahaprabhu. Yes. Only Mahaprabhu, just pray. Whenever some powerful, I cannot say powerful, like empowered personalities, deities, just pray to them. You are my shelter, you are my hope, everything. If you want, you change my nature so that I can serve. Unless if you change my nature, what? I will not give up my service. I will not happy, you will not be happy. If I will not change my nature, I will not be happy. And in that mood, if I will serve, how you will become happy? It is up to you. With a simple mood, just open your heart and say to Lord like that. If you don't change my heart, if you don't change my nature, if you don't, but I will not give up you, I will suffer, you will also suffer. Because with this contaminated mind, with this contaminated consciousness, I will serve you. If you are happy, just continue. I have no problem. But I will not give up. Always you have to pray like that. While we are falling down at his lotus feet, always pray, please. Your nature is very peaceful, you are very merciful, you are very compassionate. But my nature is different, like Kalya says, envious, arrogant, and constantly angry. And it is very difficult, he said lastly, it is very difficult for people to give up their conditional nature by which they identify with that which is unreal. Purport. శ్రీల సనాతన గోస్వామి పాయింట్ అవుట్ దట్ బికాజ్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ రిజిడ్ కండిషన్ రిజిడ్ మీన్స్ లైక్ డిస్ట్రెస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ కండిషన్ ఓకే రిజిడ్ కండిషన్ కాళ్య వాజ్ అన్ఏబుల్ టు కంపోజ్ ఒరిజినల్ ప్రేయర్ టు ది లార్డ్ అండ్ దస్ దస్ ఈ పారాఫేస్డ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రేయర్స్ అఫర్డ్ బై హిస్ వైఫ్స్ ఓకే ది వర్డ్స్ అసద్గ్రహ ఇండికేట్ దట్ ఏ కండిషన్ సోల్ సిస్ అపన్ ఇంపర్మనెంట్ అండ్ ఇంప్యూర్ థింగ్స్ ఇంపర్మనెంట్ అండ్ ఇంప్యూర్ థింగ్స్ సచ్ యాజ్ హిజ్ ఓన్ బాడీ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ అండ్ ది అదర్స్ కౌంట్లెస్ వెరైటీ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ది అల్టిమేట్ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ మెటీరియల్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేషన్ డిసప్పాయింట్మెంట్ అండ్ అంగ్విష్ ఏ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ హాజ్ నో బికెమ్ హాజ్ నౌ బికెమ్ ఏ క్రిస్టల్ క్లియర్ టు ది పూర్ సర్పెంట్ కాలి పూర్ సర్పెంట్ క్రిస్టల్ క్లియర్ టు ది పూర్ సర్పెంట్ కాలి ఎస్ The word asadgraha indicate that a conditioned soul says upon a impermanent and impermanent and impure things such as his own body and the body of others and other countless variety of material senses enjoyment. The ultimate result of such material attachment is frustration, disappointment and anguish. And this is now crystal clear to Kali. Yes. A blessing. This is blessing. Now you understand this body, the body of others and all material sense, enjoyments, everything is the only cause of frustration, disappointment and anguish. Understand? This is blessing. This is blessing. And he is admitting. And because he was fallen, which reached condition. Yes. Sanatana Goswami said, he is unable to pray. In original player, he just, we can say, just bring the essence. He just hear what their wives, they pray. And he just, with simple heart, and opening his heart, admitting his fault, just pray. Krishna is so great, we cannot show our greatness in front of Krishna. We can show our fallen condition. We can show our fallen situation, how I am suffering, how I am, in which condition I am, Krishna, you know. By this way, we can attract Krishna. Therefore, Krishna Swanam is Jagannath Swanam is Patita Pavan, Mahaprabhu Swanam is Patita Pavan. He likes fallen. He likes fallen persons. Yes. But who is fallen? That is your role. We don't think we are fallen. We are fallen, but we are not thinking we are fallen. Now when someone gets mercy, then he can realize this point. But more you serve Sadhu Guru, more you come to this stage. More you think I am fallen. This is mercy. More you think yourself fallen, and by this mercy, you will not feel, you will not feel hopeless. Oh, I am fallen, I cannot do anything. No. Still, because Sadhguru's mercy is with you, you are not thinking yourself fallen, still you try to serve more and more. In that stage. This mercy is nature. Make you more humble. Tvaya srishtam idam viswam dhata guna visarjanam nana svabhava svabhava bijo jonim Bijasaya Kruti, O Supreme Creator, it is you who generated this universe composed of the variated arrangement of material moods. And in this process, you manifest various kind of personalities and species, variety of sensory and physical strength, and variety of mother and father, which variated mentalities and forms. Yes. This is, we can say, the essence prayer from, he is repeating essence prayer from Nagapatnis. Because Nagapatnis, they said, They approach Krishna. Krishna, just release our husband, because the living entities are in mode of goodness, the living entities are mode of ignorance, and the living entities are mode of passion. All are belongs to you. So Kaliyaji also belongs to you. Now Kaliyaji is repeating some words. O Supreme Creator, it is you who generated the universe, composed the variegated arrangement of material moods, and in the process of your manifestation, varied kind of personalities. You see, who created? How many varieties? Sensory power is different, intelligence is different, expertness is different. Who created? This is your. Kali is not realizing. So you don't want to blame me. That means indirectly saying, Krishna, please don't want to blame me. I am accepting gladly your punishment, but it is your. Who can say like that? One who achieves mercy, he can say, Krishna, I have fallen, but still I am your. It is up to you. Where is hope? Except Krishna, there is a saying, where is another way? Where you go? You go in any direction, time is there, Arjamaraj is there. Either time or times, who is controlling time? Super soul representing Jamaraj is waiting. Where is way? Only this way, Krishna. Where is way? There is no other way. And one who is very serious, he knows. He knows everything is created by Krishna. Krishna, it is up to you. I cannot give up my nature. What I can? Unless you help, what I can do? And he is saying, many varietiness you can see. Kali is saying, different animals, different sensory powers, different attitude. This is Krishna's amazing, we can say, amazing creation. You see, those are eating grass every day. Tiger and lions, any day you can find, even in one day of their life, they are eating some vegetables, some rice, some grains. One day, every day they are eating. What? Meat. But they are so controlled, sensory power. They are very sensory power is very heavy, but lust is controlled once a year. This is Krishna's variedness. You see the vegetarian, this bird, which bird? Which is always staying? Pigeons maybe, always staying within the temple, this pigeon bird. Once Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, you don't know, this pigeon bird also here. Once Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, he was within the temple, he found out two pigeons sitting there. Prabhupada said, hey, kick them out, they're nonsense. Their business is only sex. Kick them out from the temple. Prabhupada said, don't allow them to stay here. They can stay outside, not even inside. They are vegetarian. This is Krishna's barrenness. Monkey is vegetarian. No dress, no house. You see, what is Krishna's creation? If you imagine, where is lost, where is anger? And he might, you see, he's vegetarian, he's everything, he's nature. Barrenness, Krishna. Not created by anyone in this three worlds. Not created. No one can create. And if you judge, you will become amazed. And if you go more deep, why Krishna created us, then you will become crazy. Don't try to become crazy. If you judge Krishna's creation, you become crazy. What is that? You see the nature. See the natures of elephant, nature of elephant, nature of tiger, nature of lion, rabbit, deer. Yes. Monkey, snakes. You know snakes? Different nature. Always alone like a saintly person. Poisonous. But his nature is total like a saintly person. Very poisonous. Snake means poisonous. But saintly, like a saintly person. Don't talking so much. Always staying alone. Not with wife. Only when he met. Just that time. When he met, that time. Otherwise, always alone. And no home. No home. Just entering the mouse. Holes of the mouse. Bus. Eating mouse and staying there. Saintly person. All attitude like saintly person, but still poison is there. You see, this is Krishna's klesha. Peace. You see, pieces. They are not creating anyone. One, yeah. This one, moral instruction came to my mind when I say about peace. Everyone wants rest. They don't want rest. They are not closing their eyes. Ever saw peace? They are closing their eyes. They are not taking rest. This is Krishna's klesha. Radharani is giving this example. Pieces are so fortunate. They are so fortunate. They are not taking rest, but still they are living, they are healthy. Why I am sometimes feel sleepy? I want to see Krishna always. I am so unfortunate. Faces, you see. This is such a Krishna's amazing one. They are not faces, you see, faces are creating any problem for anyone in this world. They are very helpful. They are eating, I am going to say, the waters. Just like you can say, wastage things, contaminated things, purifying water. Although they are passing spoon there within the water, but still it is not contaminated. This is their power, Krishna created. Where they are passing stools? Within the water, but it is pure. So therefore, you can drink, you can serve within the river water, ocean water. Fishes are not passing stool. When we are passing stool, this is contaminated. You cannot use, this is not pure. But they are passing stool there, that this is Krishna's creation. You want to know Krishna's creation? This is Krishna's creation. You will become crazy if you go to it inside. Yes, many times I am just sitting and I say, this is Krishna. Oh, such an amazing guy. A black boy, but he make everyone dance. He is making everyone dance and controlling everyone. This is Krishna. This is Krishna. So amazing world, you know. Peace is not creating problem for anyone. But a hunter is going. He's a fisherman. He's creating problem for him. Deer is not creating problem for anyone. Hunter is creating problem for him. Saintly person is not creating problem for anyone. Miscreants, huh? How can you say? Miscreants creating problem. This is world. Who is not creating a problem, for them enemies are there. This is Krishna's creation. Where is peace? Fishes are not creating any problem. Deers are not creating any problem. Sentient persons, they are not creating a problem. But for them, still enemies are there. This is Krishna's creation. Who can stay peaceful in this world? Maya. This is Maya's thankless task. He's not allowing us to stay peacefully here so that we can develop a desire. No, I have to return back, go back to Godhead. This is a nasty place. Friendless. And no one wants to understand your heart. Everyone will create problem for you. For a gentle person, this is a different place. Amazing creation. Krishna's creation, amazing creation. One day I told these things. Chanakya Pandit, this quote. Tatha satsangi sangataha. Yes. Crocodile, fishes and birds. In three way, there are three creatures. In three way they are maintaining their kids. But sadhu, alone, by three way he maintaining the devotee. He is just giving an example. Such a Krishna's creation. Amazing creation. Fish. How he nourish, how he maintain. She is not giving mother fish. She is not giving milk. How she, you know, how their eggs turns to, how do I say, it turns to pieces, small pieces. They know where heavy water is going on, or heavy water, where rainfall is there at that time. This is pass. They produce their eggs. And within these waters flows, within the strike of these waters, the small fishes come out. Now who is feeding them? Mother fish? No. How maintaining? While looking. This is Krishna's amazing creation. He sees a fish. But she has such power looking towards. Or I can say small pieces, kids, huh? looking at bars, they are giving eggs and sitting over there. You know, hands, now through machine they are producing. They are sitting for 21 days. They will go and they will eat something, they will come again, they will sit. And then they produce. You know, female and male bar, it is crows, now this is the time for crows to produce egg. You know what happened? Female and male, one will go to collect food and one, he will sit or she will sit over this egg. And they know how many time, how many hour you have to sit over this egg. Not that whole day. Otherwise it will spoil, the eggs will spoil. Who is giving this intelligence? We don't know. A mother is checking how many times? From 6 months to 10 months, 2-3 times, she's checking. Okay, when I'll produce my child? When mature time will come? So then I can give birth to the child. But small parts, how they know? How many hours I have to sit over these eggs so that eggs become agarose? Yeah, it's come. I cannot pronounce. Yeah, hatchery. Yeah, I swear I saw hatchery. This word, huh? Yes, yes. In chicken farms, huh? Hatchery, yes, yes. How they know? They know. 1 hour they have to sit, 2 hour, 3 hour. One is going, another one is sitting. Another is going, one is sitting. They have power. And crocodile, tortoise. So Chemaji, oh Krishna, and Krishna is giving about tortoise, about controlling senses. There is power. They can, they can withdraw their leaves. Their mouth, their legs, everything to inside. And Krishna is comparing tortoise with yogis, jnanis. And the tortoise have such a power, you know. She is giving egg. Where? Not in, within water. Nearby the seashore. Land. And within the water, she just meditating. All these legs, all these eggs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, 5 eggs. She had 5 eggs every day. She just meditating within the water. This is the time to capture, you know. This is the time to capture tortoise. So, observe in meditation, even the hunter, fisherman scan, they don't know. She's now just thinking about the eggs. Suppose she had 5 eggs, if she forgot 1 egg, then that egg would spoil. No kids will come. This is his power. And all this arrangement is coming from Krishna. Such a magic person, personalities. Different varieties. You know about cucumber? You have power? You don't know about cucumber. Radharani Singh? Yeah, she puts eggs within crows. Within crows nest. And she's very expert, she knows. Suppose crows, she had like maybe 5 eggs. And now, cucumber is going. And I'm just giving eggs there. Suppose she give 3 eggs. Before 5, 3, now 8. But cucumber thinking, if crow knows, now how? More extra 3 caps, then it is a problem. So she knowingly, to make it balance 5, she just throw crow's other eggs out of nest. Who is giving intelligence? Who is just giving it? And every day coming, watching whether my eggs are there or crow just make it fall down. Always coming. And he's just judging when crow is going outside.
Kukubar is coming and looking to the nest, whether these eggs are there or not. His eggs are there. This is Krishna's Kesa. And when, their wings cam and they utter sounds. That crow remarking, this sound is not like my mom. It looks like different. They were always enmity between crow and cuckoo bird. Always enmity for that purpose. And cuckoo bird at that time very cautious. You want to know about bird? I know many things about birds. And I know this is Krishna. You want to see Krishna? Just see Krishna here. Here is Krishna. This is Krishna's amazing world. You throw your computer through your network, through your satellite you are setting everything, but this is Krishna's. A small bird. Yep. He never went to any university. He don't know 1, 2, 3. But she knows, she's counting. 80x, I have to throw 3x, 5x. Who taught her? Lord counting. This is Krishna. You want to know Krishna? Here is Krishna. See? It's Krishna's energy. And Kukubada at that time, when small kids there uttering sounds, Kukubada very curses. You know why? Maybe the crow thing. But every day at that time, among the male females, every day one is just staying nearby. And a keen eye over there, kids. When there is a star, came out from the nest and sound became more clear, cuckoo, cuckoo, like that. They just grab it, took off. And then crow lament, oh, this cuckoo bird, not my kid. There were crow, you see, crows came to know, here is cuckoo bird, you want to die. This is Krishna's case. They were calling, saying, you see, we are human, you see our natures. One father, 5, 6 brothers, you see, different nature, different attitude. What is Krishna's creation? There it is. Oh. There were many times people say this is a crazy world. Who says this is a crazy world? No. You cannot say, if you go to a storehouse, how can you say, supermarket, you cannot say this is a crazy place. No, this is not a crazy place. Many varieties are there. You come, you choose something, what do you like? This is Krishna's varietness. And Krishna just playing flute and want to see and want to enjoy how everything is going on. Ocean full of water, river water is flowing. Tiger is attacking to deer. Lion is attacking to tiger. Snake is attacking to frog. Frog is attacking to small insects. Yes. The peacock is attracted to snakes. And Krishna is just playing flute and you want to see what is going on. Let's go. Like that. This is Krishna's variety. Yes. This is not crazy world. This is amazing world. Amazing world. Creation different. You see fruit flowers? Flowers. Fruits. Very poisonous fruits. In India, we have some fruits. If just eat, you die. Poor people, before if they want to commit suicide, before they have no fan, they have no electricity, and women, especially women, where they can commit suicide. Mostly at that time, when I was small, only one flower is there. Siddhi like this one. Kanyar, we said Kanyar. Karnayu, Karnikaram. This is in 10th canto. Krishna always liked this flower. He was always putting in one of his ear. One flower, this is called, this is yellow one, white one, red one, 3 times. Shivji, always people offering Shivji like hand. This flower's fruit, very dangerous. Make it grind and trick it. 3 from, you will die. This is, before people are, when they want to commit suicide, especially women, poor women, they cannot go outside. No pesticide at that time, no poison. This is poison. prudent flower, even the prudent flower, you know. Another small, how can you say, it looks like grasses. I don't know this English. If you touch you, oh, how can you say? Nettle. Nettle, eh? Yeah, nettle. Very poisonous. Very poisonous. Tulsi is here, nettle is here. This is Krishna's creation. Among the tree, you see, where it is? Neem is there, mango is there. Among the tree, among the animals, among the birds. Among the birds. Birds like, you know, the birds like, oh, this variety, when I'm just thinking about Krishna's variety, I'm watching all these things. What is Krishna's creation? How many germs Krishna, you are passing stool. After 1 month, after 2 days, you can go and you see these stools, 1,000 germs. And Prabhupada used to say, within the germs, they are just creating their family and they are dying there. Still they are enjoying the sex there, producing children. And within 7-8 days, they die there. This is Krishna's creation. Amazing creation. And who is eating stool, he is giving protection to human. Dog. We don't have faith on Krishna. We don't have faith on our father or mother. We have faith on dog. And whose real food is stool? He is so faithful. Human is not faithful. Human is not faithful. Now, I find it one message. Wait, dog, he is now, how can you say, he can recognize who is in corona. Yes. When I came from Suriname to Holland, Amsterdam, dogs are there. They will smell you. Oh, I feel big dogs. And they will touch you, they will smell you. Yes, this is their system in Holland Airport. Dogs. Who is greater? You are greater or dog is greater? People are thief, but dog is honest. And he is eating stool. He is honest. This is Krishna's variety. You want to know Krishna? Yeah, from dog you know. He is eating stool, but he has such an honest quality. We are eating prasadam. We don't have such quality. We are not so honest to Sadhu Guru, but he is a dog. He will die for his master. This is Krishna's variety. Pika. You want to know about Pika? What is Pika? Why Krishna putting Pika feather? All varieties of, within the Pika feather, all varieties of colors are there within this three world. You cannot say Pika feather which color. You cannot say this Pika which color. You cannot say a particular color. All colors are there. And Krishna is booking Pika feather. I have all qualities. Whatever you want, you can find with me. And another peacock, you know peacock? Where peacock saw, like today you see the sky, so dark and looks so nice, peacock start to dance. to see others' happiness, you become happy. To see others' beauty, you become happy. No, you can't find, and Krishna is saying, I am like that. Why I am so happy? Because I am always seeing others' happiness. Therefore, I am happy. Why other people, other, even up to Brahma, all are distressed. Why they are in always in lamentation, all distress? They don't want to see. Let others should be happy. But my vision is like that. When I saw someone is happy, I am happy. Therefore, you see, like pick up, I am happy. Why Krishna is so happy? His nature is like that. When he saw someone is happy, he is become happy. And third, why Krishna is putting peacock feather and no lust? Peacock, because female and male peacock, they are not united. Never, they unite each other through body. No, you don't know. This is important. Why? Therefore, Krishna putting peacock feather. I have no lust. Whenever the female peacock, she saw the beauty of the sky, dark cloud is coming, within the white sky, and the sound is coming, how can you say, this thunderbolt sound, and she starts to dance. And she becomes so ecstasy, she wants to fall down. And at that time, the male peacock, male peacock, he saw, then he started to dance. And she won Parada. And the female peacock, she knows now, like my husband or male peacock, is not so happy. Out of love, out of, you can say, enjoying beauty, out of love, she won Parada. And the female peacock, she was just moving around it. Then it turns to female. No physical lesson. Therefore, Krishna is saying, you see, I am like that. I am a lover. I am creating this world with love. I am creating this world with love. And all my samratas, you see, I created from my Brahma. Out of love. Not through anyone's body. So if you discuss about creatures, different creatures and Krishna's, amazing, amazing. You know, in forest, in South Africa, some trees are there. They can suck your blood. You know? Plants, huh? Flowers, huh? You don't know? I don't know. Because I know. These trees have such a power. Once they know the human is going, some animal is going, they can come like that. They can just, how can you say, make you like embrace. They just capture you and suck you in your blood. They can take all your blocks. Trees! This is Krishna's grace. Another tree is there, you don't know. There is no tree, like creeper. Creeper is there. Very medicated, this creeper. I can show you, but not here, in that, there. If you touch them, they immediately, the leaves, looks like sleep. Very medicated. Yes, it comforts. If you put their roots with you, snakes cannot attack. This is power. The creeper, you touch him immediately, like Sai. And after 5 minutes, you can see again leaf, become as it is. You once you touch, who is controlling through some? The remote. Who is controlling? Such a sense of, and so many trees, they are night time, they are sleeping. You want to see? In front of this green field, there is a big tree. After sunset, you go there. All leaves sleeping, night time they are sleeping. Whether they are sleeping or not, you go. Practically they are sleeping. And when sun arises, you can see their leaves. They wake up. This is Krishna's grace, or amazing grace. And still people are not understanding who is Krishna. You know about fishes? I don't know, in West India, we have a particular time, and Indra, when showering rain, and within the rain, this rain when touch it, touch the earth, immediately fish start to burn. Vascha Vrushti. Where fishes are coming? You don't think from female and male all fishes are coming, no? Vascha Vrushti. Sometimes rain happens. It is such a creation. Small, small fishes produce everywhere. Amazing creation. And Krishna is amazing personalities. And who created such an amazing world? He cannot change my life. He cannot change my nature. He will not feed me. He will not protect me. But what is the value? Why am I putting tila? What that? Yes. Krishna, you are mine. Yeah, vayam cha tatra bhagavan. Commentary on this verse Srila Madhvacharya has quoted Narad Purana as follows: from Hiranyagarbha Brahma came, and the second creation from the universe. But the universe is preliminary, created by Vishnu himself. So Vishnu is thus the preliminary creator, and four-headed Brahma is merely the second creator. So indirectly, everything is coming from Krishna, a Krishna's desire. Vayam cha tatra bhagavan.
सर्पजात्युर्मन्यव कथं त्यजामस्तन्मायां दुस्तेज्यं मोहिता स्वयं.
ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, एवं ऑल स्पेसेस विद इन योर मटेरियल क्रिएशन, वी सर्पेंट्स आर बाय नेचर ऑलवेज एनरेज्ड. व्हाट इज दैट? एंग्री, लाइक दैट, ओके, एनरेज्ड. Being thus diluted by your illusory energy, which is very difficult to give up, how can we possibly give it up on our own? Is that funny? How it is possible? It is your illusion energy. Unless you help, this is prayer. Don't blame Kaliya. Don't feel. Don't create some bad feelings towards Kaliya. Kaliya, to these two verses, very important verses. Everyone subdued by his nature. Everyone is just under control by his nature. And this thing. Your being just deluded by your illusionary energy, which is very difficult to give up. How can we possibly give it up on our own? No, not possible. Not possible. And O Supreme Personality of Godhead, among all species within your material creation, we serpents, by our nature, always entranced. Admitting. And how can we give up? Why our nature is like that? We are always in angry mood, arrogant mood. Why? Your energy is covering our consciousness. We are living entities. We are a soul. But it is your energy. Unless you help, what I can do? This is our prayer to Guru and Gauranga. You have to help. Yes. We want help, real help. But who want this thing? This is another question. Who want help? They are ready to help us, but who want help? Real help? Few sincere souls want help. If we have different idea, different intention, they know, because we cannot cheat them. Therefore, they are not helping. Although we want sometimes, give me help. Krishna knows why you want help. Whether he will serve me, or after helping him, he wants to establish his own position. I am great. And actually, this is Krishna's illusory energy. What he can do? Therefore, he is saying, it is very difficult to give up, or it is very difficult to conquer by one power, by one place. Not possible. Yes, this is our path. We have to always admit our own fault, always pray to Krishna, please help me. This is your potency. Yes, this is your Maya. Very important verse. So then, next verse, he will approach to Krishna, it is up to you. It is your Maya, it is up to you. If you want, you kill me, or if you want, you protect me. This is devotee. This is devotee's desire. Okay. Hare Krishna, Manantarasim, Mahavatam, Kijaya, Srila, Prabhupada, Kurdeva, Kijaya. Sita, Gaur, Pravana.